Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout. On today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with two guys that we actually went to high school with. We've reconnected with them through the industry, and it's been really fun to watch them on their journey and everything they're doing. We know them as Blake and Bryce, but y'all might know them better as the Dab Twins on Instagram. So guys, please welcome Blake and Bryce to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Blake.
I'm Bryce. Excuse me.
You won't be able to tell the difference because they're twins and we're not on camera.
Yes, we'll try to address like names, like be like,
as we're going.
Blank. So yeah.
Yeah. So that you guys can tell the difference.
There you go.
Voices sound similar too. So guys, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Let's just start from the basics. Where did your cannabis journeys begin? I can assume that it might have been together, but if it was separate, then one of y'all take the lead.
It was slightly separate. And then together at a point.
This is Blake.
We need to do like intros. This is Blake talking here. This is Bryce here.
Yeah.
Blake over. Bryce over.
That's good.
Okay, anyway, go back to what you were saying, Blake.
The first time I remember smoking was definitely with Brian all the way out at the shed.
Yeah.
Describe the
I would
shed.
I have to agree. I smoked my first time with Brian. You guys might know Brian Pickett.
Yes. Brian Pickett, oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Everybody knows Brian Pickett.
Hey, Brian Pickett, if you're listening to this.
Hey-o. Took a milk jug full of water out there, put a bowl on the cap, made out of foil, and stabbed that hoe in the bottom. And leaked out all over the place, filled the jug with smoke, and I remember dying.
Yeah, I bet. Those kind of
a gravity bong as your first rip.
Mm. Yeah, it was... That's harsh.
I bet it was. My first time was with Brian as well, but we were at his house, and his brothers had these nice, real nice big glass bongs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, upgraded.
Older brother.
Experience.
Well, so I did this before Blake went out to the shed, if I remember right, because I went and stayed the night at his house, and then it was like a couple days later, Brian was like, hey, Blake, come with me.
I had no idea what weed even was.
Right.
I thought drugs were just like
was this
pharmaceutical.
High school times, right?
What grade was this?
Was this high school? Was this freshman year? Was this
I
eighth
think
grade?
This was freshman year.
This is freshman
was that
year.
Either eighth grade or freshman year. It started a little early.
Yeah. Might have been shit. It might have been the summer before.
I believe
year.
It was summer before freshman year.
Wow. Because
it was hot outside. I remember I passed out in the park, but we need to get to that. This is Bryce, by the way.
Super casual. Oh, this is going to be fun.
So, they had these really nice glass ornate bongs. They had these like hand-blown flowers all over them too. And
wow.
So we sneak out, we steal some of his brother's weed, and we go on the side of the house. And he's like, okay, here, you take the first hit. And he hands it to me, and he roasted the whole bowl. I'm just sitting there just, just burned the whole thing, pulled the bowl out, cleared it, and I died. I swear I coughed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Died. Sitting on the side of his house. I have no idea how long time went. Time was a blur. I was just...
Time did not exist.
Oh, my God. I was so far gone. And somehow we ended up walking from his house, and we went a block or two down through the neighborhood, and we went to the park, and we were sitting there in the creek in the park, and I passed out in the creek in the park.
For how long? Oh,
because no
you were
idea.
So hot all and so high at the same time.
Yeah.
It would be like that.
All of a sudden, I wake
It'd
up.
Be like that.
Yeah, Brian, he's the first I'm hearing me. Of this story. I have never heard this story before. This is hilarious. So I wake up to him shaking. He's like, hey, we got to go. I'm like, why? I'm comfortable. He's like, I don't know how long we've been here, but we have to go back to my house. Oh, It's dark. I mean, it's like middle of the night. It had to have been like 2 a.m.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. So cool. You have no idea how long you were out for?
No idea how they long fell I was out. I woke up evening. And I was still gone. I don't remember the walk back. And it's not a short walk.
That's crazy. Oh, wow. It's like it was like laced with something.
It's probably that fat bong rip.
We did take it from his brother. His brother did claim it was Mexican weed. So maybe it was something.
Yeah.
I remember Yum. Smoking Mexican weed in Mexico. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Remember
Definitely
that?
Yeah, dude. Could have had some cocaine in it.
Some smocaine.
Smocaine. Okay, so what's your favorite method of consumption despite being called the Dab Twins?
Oh, mine's flower for sure. This is Blake. Definitely flower. I'm all about the flower. Nice. I have a blunt sitting in front of my face currently waiting for somebody to give me a cue to light it.
Do you have a lighter?
Yeah, go light it. Wait, we don't have an ashtray.
Yeah,
whatever. We'll use this.
Got do you it. Have a lighter, though?
I do.
Oh, perfect. That's the biggest
I've
problem.
Got a nice. Lighter and long.
So yeah. My favorite consumption, Bryce, by the way, is concentrates. It was originally my idea to do the Dab Twins because I realized Blake got me into dabbing, actually.
Okay.
He dabbed first.
I used to prefer dabbing. I liked concentrates back when it was called earwax, when people were buying.
Really? I didn't even know or knew that was what it was called.
Oh, man, it straight up looked like earwax. I mean, it was like this golden color, and people would take their weed and grind it up and shove it in a glass tube and blast it with butane.
Ooh. I would call him a druggie. Before it became legal and he's telling me about this shit, I straight up called him a druggie.
Oh, yeah, people were acting like I was a total tweaker. Because of, you know, I was smoking some weird brown sustenance off a torched nail.
And it wasn't pretty like it is now.
I remember when I first, like, saw the whole setup of, like, dabbing and the art of dabbing. Mm-hmm. If it's just sitting on your counter, it kind of looks like you're, like, smoking meth or something.
It really does. Especially when people have those huge, like, now we have the small torches. But when people used to come out with those huge-ass butane torches.
I mean, some people still use them.
Yeah, some people definitely
like y'all.
Do.
Yes. I definitely have a camping torch.
I know. It's
scary.
Okay. I straight up almost wanted to fight one of my friends because he came out with diamonds and he was joking. He's like, yo, you want to smoke some meth?
So strong.
And I was like, dude, I'm going to fight you. Yeah. It better not be. And then he told me it was weed and I didn't believe him at all.
Because there's no way it looks like it. Like, how do you believe somebody when they
it's
say that
the
when you don't know?
Yeah.
Straight up white. Rocks that he just drops into this hot metal banger. And I hadn't done dabs like that before. Mm-hmm. I'd only done, you know, hash or whatever with Blake before it was legal. And homeboy drops a fucking rock in there. And I straight up thought it was meth.
I don't blame you, though. I mean, like, really, from, like, with weed and that, you would never put the two together.
Yeah.
No.
Unless you, like, understand and know it.
Yeah. So at what point throughout this journey that you both have been on with cannabis, did you guys realize it was more than just getting stoned, but actually was super healing and seen more as medicine?
I got a funny story for that.
Okay.
I remember it very, very clearly.
Go, Blake.
We were at Memorial, and one of my friends commented, they were like, you smell like weed. That's a drug. That's bad, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to be friends with you anymore. And I'm like, whatever. This stuff is fine. And then, like, it really got to me. It was in my head. I was like, oh, man, am I a fucking druggie, guys?
Yeah.
This isn't cool. And I, like, started thinking about it. And I had a drug dealer friend that I would drive around, and he'd sell his ecstasy and his Reggie.
Right.
And, you know, whatever the fuck else he was selling.
Mm-hmm.
And a few days passed, and I straight up looked at him while we were driving around, slanging some Reggie. And I was like, hey, man, I think I might be addicted to weed.
And, hey, man.
In all dead seriousness, because I was expecting him to straight up be like, oh, no, man, you can't be addicted. Like, it's okay for you to do things, but you have to control yourself, because that's the type of person he was. Mm-hmm. He looked at me, and he had this just, like, serious look in his eyes, and he goes, well, congratulations. And he handed me the blunt. So I was like, oh, wait. This stuff's not bad? He was like, nah, man. And he told me all about it. He told me about his Rastafarian cousin and how they have some, I can't even quote anything, but some part of their religion's based on it. And I was like, this is crazy. So they're like, this is medicine. He was like, yeah, man, we've been fighting this fight for years.
Oh, that's cool.
And so that was when I decided I wanted to sell weed. And then I spent 15 years selling it.
Love that. Look at us now, legally selling it.
What about you? Legally now.
What about you?
So for me, Bryce, mine is a little different. So I had I got hurt a lot when I was younger and ended up with a doctor that wanted to just give me a bunch of painkillers.
Ugh, unfortunate.
So I ended up taking a lot of painkillers through high school, especially freshman, sophomore year. A lot of it's kind of a blur. And I started smoking, you know, before freshman year, but it wasn't frequently. I mean, it was, you know, maybe once every few months. I mean,
we both had knee surgeries before we were 18.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just shitty joints for no reason. I mean, no, I say no reason, probably from jumping off the house and stupid shit like that when we were younger.
Boy things.
Absolutely. From stupid things.
We did stuff like that too. Yeah, all girls.
You did.
Yeah, we definitely did. Keep going though.
So I ended up getting addicted to painkillers really bad, and that was when I started smoking more. Ended up with more friends that would smoke weed and less friends that liked pills, and so I started smoking weed, and I found myself not wanting to take pills and realizing I'm not actually in pain and I'm not craving these things. So
and you finally, still feel normal. And
I still feel normal. Yeah. I'm not taking too many and ending up in the bathroom throwing up for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm not walking around forgetting literally what I was just doing and never remembering it. I mean, there's things that I needed to do, wanted to do, and just poof, that memory's gone. And I mean, opiates are just terrible. They just eat away at your memory.
Yeah. I remember going through that same shit too. I went through it kind of backwards. I found out weed was good and healing and just kind of ran with it. I was like, okay, cool. Didn't learn anything about it. Had no idea how it was supposed to be healing. I just took it as kind of like a spiritual thing, you know, kind of like a sage or a smudge stick type shit.
I mean, it kind of is in a sense.
Right, but I didn't think it had anything beyond that.
Yeah.
So I just went with it and, you know, I got the same thing. I had knee surgery. I didn't really get hooked on opiates. But I found out I could make a lot of money off of them.
Yeah.
So then I did stupid shit so that I could get them after I got hurt. And then one time I did get hurt real bad. I broke my jaw. Ooh. And I got addicted to muscle relaxers. And after that, I ended up having to go to a different school because I flunked two grades. And then that was where I met this real crazy hippie dude. And he was like, no, man, this is great for pain and sleeping and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, sleeping too, because I thought about, you know, being a little kid ever since, as far back as I can remember. I remember laying in bed all night long, just staring at the ceiling. My dad would come check on us and be like, why are you awake? I'd be like, I don't know. What do you mean? This isn't normal.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Right. That's cool. Shout out to that hippie guy
then. I know.
Right.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys do. Like, how did you guys get started? What are the Dab Twins about, to flip the script just a bit?
So, Bryce here.
This is all a Bryce answer.
so he came up with all of it. Blake introduced me to Dabs, and I had talked to a few different people about it, tried it, and it was really good. And whenever it became legal, Blake had it a lot more. So I was able to try it a lot more frequently, and it was processed much, much better. And it tastes just so much different from flower. It's an amazing difference. And so I was on Instagram and I realized, you know, there's a lot of flower reviewers out there, a lot of people who are talking about flower. There's a lot of growers that need their flower, you know, reviewed and sold. And I wasn't seeing a lot of concentrate. And knowing how much flavor and smell can come through with the terpenes whenever you have a live concentrate, I was like, I want to start reviewing this. I want to get the word out there, because the same terpenes that you find in flower, the same healing terpenes, they're in concentrates too. And sometimes you can get even more terpenes in a concentrate than you could out of the flower. So I went to Blake and I was like, hey, I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Hell yeah.
I need something to do with my time. And, you know, as well as this is going to help with Leslie's business, and she does Cannaline.
Which is his wife.
Yeah, Leslie, my wife with Cannaline.
Shout out to Leslie.
And because they were doing things like, you know, Strain Alert and different strain reviews, things like that, I was like, I can add concentrate aspect to that for you. So me and Blake got started on it and just kind of rolled with it, random things, tried to get it started.
I like where your thoughts were with the whole, like, review thing and the terpenes, because that's so true. It really is. Like, I feel like whenever I use concentrates, I always taste the terps so much better mm-hmm. than I do, like, yeah, smelling flower, I can, you know, smell all of that goodness like that too, just like you can opening up a little concentrate container, but I feel like I taste them so much better.
Yeah.
Whenever it's
you're not from getting a concentrate. All that carbon filling your mouth and lungs along with it.
Yeah, that's real. So do you guys feel like starting the Dab Twins and being active within the community has shifted your perspective of what it was back when you were patient to what it is now? And if so, how?
It's shifted it a little bit to show there are a lot more people in the community mm-hmm. than I realized, a lot more than just flower viewers. Since we've been doing this, we've been open – you know, our eyes have been open to podcasts mm-hmm. such as Cannabis Hangout. Hey. Shout out to me. And it's honestly, it's been wild re-meeting people that we knew in our past.
Yeah.
So not just you guys, but like I used to work at insurance. Before I was a stay-at-home dad, I worked for State Farm. And lo and behold, guess who owns Cosmic, my old boss.
Okay, Kirk Fuqua. Yes, Fuqua. Do you remember when Zach Eichels sold State Farm?
Yeah,
he used to work with. He used to work with Kirk.
Really? Yeah, Eichels. Yeah,
and Zach Eichels. That's crazy. My parents got insurance from him. That is wild.
We're like really good friends with Zach Eichels. Like all whenever he was just starting out with.
Like we used to get down. Like we loved him. Like
Cassie with Cosmic. She was there too.
No way. Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's been Kirk's, like, right-hand woman, like, as long as I've known her. She's been a part of everything.
Big shout-out to Cassie. Small world. That's
big shout-out to Cassie. Honestly, Kirk, I love you, but I feel like you would crumble a little bit without her.
Yeah. That's valid to say. I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah, that's dope. Isn't that crazy how
she's in the background of everything.
Girl power, everything. Baby.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Girls get it done.
Girls do get it done. That's fucking real.
They do. You can tell, too. Yeah. I feel like,
things are slow. What?
Okay. I'll admit, I do sometimes say, give me a second, I'll get there.
Dot, dot, dot.
At least you're being honest.
I'll catch up. Yeah, here, I'll throw Bryce under the bus real quick. Every Tuesday and Thursday that I'm here, I spend easily a third to half the time getting him off his game and focused on what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, give me one sec.
Oh, like the 5 minutes before we walked in here.
Straight up.
You gotta have someone doing that. I feel like that's a good balance though too. Because I feel like Saab and I do that
often.
You gotta have someone to pick you up.
Check you.
Every now and again I'm like, Leslie, I'm gonna yell at him. She's like, okay, I'll go get him.
Okay, I will bring him to you. I will present you to him so you can yell at him.
Go get him or I'm going to yell at him. I'll be nice if you go get him.
That's so funny.
All right, you know we're into terpenes, which is why we're jamming with Nevada's terpene-rich, naturally flavored cannabis oil vaporizers that allow you to curate your high with their Body Mind series.
6 experiences that range from full mind to full body.
Saab, tell our listeners about the flavors.
So each experience has a supporting flavor profile like strawberry, tangerine, tropical, lime, blueberry, and wild grape.
The strawberry one is my favorite right now, and it's good for being creative and working and helps me focus.
And the wild grape is awesome for sleep and relief for me personally. Whether you're a seasoned smoker or someone new, everyone should be able to enjoy the full spectrum of wellness, mindfulness, and fun that cannabis can bring to life.
Nevada will be available in the Oklahoma market on September 3rd, and stay tuned for dispensary drops.
Now, let's get to today's episode.
So, what would you guys say? What's the dab culture like from when you first got into concentrates? And how did you go through, like, all the different consistencies and different things you could dabble in? Because I know it's overwhelming. So, tell us about that.
I had so much fun watching concentrates become a thing. I literally got to sit and learn about making bubble hash in a garage with Micron bags. I got to learn how to make earwax and shatter and butter with butane and CO2 extraction sitting on a back porch with a hot plate.
Wow.
I learned how to make... Sorry, Bryce is dancing around and it just distracted me super hard. I'm so high right now and he just started bobbing his head. I was like, huh? What?
That was funny. Continue.
But I got to learn how to make that myself and learn all the different aspects of how heating it can change what's in it. And if you add no heat at all and you just let it sit and let the solvents evaporate on their own. And these days they're using vacuum chambers to pull the solvents out, which is, I would have never thought of that, but it's so simple to think of. It's like, okay, yeah, pull the gas out, duh. Yeah. And then, you know, things like making bubble hash in a micron bag, you can do all kinds of things with the bubble hash when it's done. You can repress it again. You can turn it into different consistency.
Freaking science! Out.
It's so in.
A lot of that still goes over my head.
I wouldn't.
What
you're. I would have to. I'm such a hand, like a visual learner. Yeah. That like everything you're saying sounds like crazy, but like I would have to like see you do it all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To be able to understand the process of it. But that's true. Cool. You got to learn all those different things
and see it evolve. Like yeah. I feel like we have a couple friends that are big into concentrates that have seen the like. Industry evolve and just like when dabs first hit the market, like whether Colorado, like wherever, and then just kind of like seeing it trickle mm-hmm. and then all the sketchy things with like, right. the, you know, just like yes. all of yes. it.
And I was late to concentrates, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like I was super early. I mean, I had old stoner guys going, what is that? That's not weed, blah, blah, blah. You're just trying to turn it into a drug. Diamond. It was really weird. You know, blank. I got to watch people learn how to make diamonds and extract pure THC. Like there was one point that I thought they were lying. I was like, you can't do that. And then I was like, oh shit, this is real chemistry yeah. happening here.
Isn't that crazy?
And then, you know, I went from
mind blown.
Knife hits to a titanium nail knife with a globe. Hits,
right. Yeah.
And now, you know, we've got a banger and with different types of stone bangers.
Mm. What's a banger? Please explain.
So a banger is basically just quartz or glass. It's a bowl shape.
It's your concentrate bowl.
It's a concentrate bowl. You torch the whole thing, mostly the bottom. You drop your concentrate down in the bottom, and hopefully you got some like terp pearls or something and a carb cap to go on top.
Directionally is preferred.
Directional is definitely preferred. A lot of people like to do hot starts or get an e-nail so it stays ready. Bryce and I like to do cold starts.
Love cold starts. Cold, baby.
Yeah. That was the big thing that changed for me getting into concentrates. So whenever I started, I didn't know about, you know, like directional carb caps. I didn't know about different bangers or anything. I just had this basic little banger that I would heat it up till it was glowing.
And oh, God, I remember heating my titanium.
Trial and error.
Right?
Oh,
God, I remember that, too.
Oh, my dude, lungs. It was just terrible. Thinking about it, I want to choke.
Yes.
I would just wait a minute and wait for it to stop glowing, and I would just occasionally I'd look at it and be like, you know, once this starts glowing, there's a lot of shit that burns off of this. I don't know how good this is. But I would wait till it stops glowing, and I would like, you know, kind of get close. I'm like, is it too hot? Am I going to fuck my lungs up again?
Yeah.
And I did a few times. I would just be like, screw it, drop it in and just slurp it down and just die. Just on my back patio, just coughing out my lungs.
I've been there so many times.
I didn't know about timers. Sucks. I didn't know. I didn't know you could burn the inside of your lungs.
Yeah.
Cold starts or reverse dabbing
or even just not being too hot for that matter. Yeah. I mean, like,
what's reverse dabbing?
So reverse dabbing is just a different term for cold starts. We call it
okay.
Cold
I was
starting.
Like, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. I've never heard that either.
So this is where the Dab Twins came up. I started doing a bunch of research wondering, you know, what am I doing to myself? I really like concentrates. I really like the way they taste, but I really don't like this. I'm going to die and throw up and my lungs are going to come out of me after every hit.
Does a dragon feel this way when it breathes fire?
Oh,
that's a great question.
That's a great picture to paint. That's what I felt like every time I've ever died, like had to go outside and open the door because I felt like I was dying inside the house.
Yeah.
Like I
go
need fresh air.
Outside.
So, really?
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
A dog.
Exactly.
Go drool like a dog in the backyard. Might as well put like a water bowl out there for myself until I'm healed. Come back inside. Copper lets me in.
Exactly.
Okay.
But so the first thing I did was I Googled, you know, at what temperature can you start damaging your bronchioles?
I don't want to know.
You can go into
a way
sauna,
lower than most people
you
realize.
You can go into a steam room, and I'm like, you've got to be able to get the air pretty hot, right? And I imagine the banger's going to be pretty hot, but it cools off when it goes through the washer. I looked it up, and you can injure your lungs at 110 degrees.
Wow.
Really, really low.
That is very low.
Don't quote me on the temperature. Look it up. It's really low. It's okay. I was crazy surprised. But you have, and so I was like, well, how hot am I heating this banger up to? And I looked at it, and the normal temperature for dabs is anywhere from like 500 to 700 degrees. So I then got curious, and I couldn't find anything about how hot the air is when it comes out of your rig, and started looking at how to put ice in it, and I started getting really concerned. So that's when I started stumbling upon people talking about reverse dabbing. And there's this one guy I can remember, it was a video from back in like 2018, and he was doing a talk on, I can't remember what show, but anyway, he was talking about reverse dabbing, and he did a full introduction, a full description. He did everything that we do, where we start out cold, we add the concentrate into it, and then we heat it up and we count for a few seconds, you know, depending on the banger type is how long you'll count. And, or essentially you stop once the concentrate starts, you know, boiling, and then you stop and you know it's just now heated up and you can hit it and it's not going to be 700 degrees. It's not going to be super hot.
Right. Yeah. Bless you.
Thanks.
A little science behind the bubbling. No matter what substances it is, once it starts bubbling, that is its boiling point. So even if it's only bubbling a little, the different terpenes have different boiling points.
Some terpenes begin boiling as low as 100 degrees.
Yep. Wow. And I did the Google. It's 113 degrees of dry air.
Oh, I was close. Check that out. I said 110. I was
close. Hey, that's pretty good to remember, though.
That sure is. So for somebody who doesn't know, tell them what your definition of dabs are and how do you know the difference in consistencies and brands, because it's all very overwhelming for the little guy.
Batter to shatter, you know, all these different things.
So Bryce here. Honestly, when it comes to the different types of dabs, it's hard to tell the difference. So whenever someone says, I'm going to go do a dab, and if I were to ask, oh, what are you dabbing? They're more likely going to tell me, you know, what strain it is, what brand it is, where they got it. Never really hear someone say, oh, I'm going to go do some dabs of some live hash rosin, or I'm going to go do some dabs of
Nothing specific.
Yeah. It's never really anything specific. It's just, you know, the strain and the brand. When you go to a dispensary, however, they're going to have a bunch of different names. They're going to be like, we've got shatter, we've got diamonds, we've got rosin, we've got butter, batter, all sorts of different things. And I had no idea what the differences were. Blake probably knows better than I do what each of those names are. For me, it was more of just a consistency in the way they looked and how they would load into the banger. For me, I always liked things more like the sugar or batter. Mm-hmm. I like it. Always seemed like it had more flavor in it.
Yeah.
So the names are very much related to the consistency. So things like the difference between batter and butter. Think about when you mix up a pancake batter, it's kind of lumpy, whereas butter's real smooth, like a stick of butter. It really does go directly with the consistency. You know, shatter's the most basic description. You hit it, it shatters.
Yeah.
But it also goes with the process of extraction. Different types of extraction yield different consistencies. So, you know, your butane or CO2 extractions that are heat pressed, you're most likely going to end up with a shatter. Whereas if you do a bubble hash, you're going to get something more like a butter, a batter, or some sugar. You can run it through again and get some diamonds, some different consistencies. But diamonds, they literally look like diamonds. They're crystals. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are your favorite consistencies personally then?
Go with kind of a sugar consistency. Well, I say that, but most dispensaries that have a sugar have like diamonds and sauce mixed in. Yeah. When I'm saying sugar, I'm talking like you take a handful of sugar and get it wet and you can see all of the little crumbly crystals.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
That's my favorite consistency. It's real sticky. It's real crystally.
If you leave it open, it'll turn into like a hard layer on top.
Yeah.
It looks like it's completely solid and smooth, and then you break it apart and it's like crumbly inside, gooey. But still gooey.
What about you?
For me personally, I like the batter, or if I'm just trying to get really high, I'll go for diamonds.
Yeah.
Cut out all the terpenes, go straight for the THC. But that's rare. Otherwise, I like the batter because it seems like it has the best consistency. I know I'm getting all of the terpenes real well mixed in with each hit.
Batters tend to have a higher terp yield.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a hash rosin girl myself.
Hash rosin, you can't go wrong with, especially if they do a nug run or live. Mm.
I know. Whoa. Whoa, my voice.
Got a little bubble there.
Okay, so another thing that people get overwhelmed by is the glass, like kind of like what we were saying earlier. Talk about that for a new dab consumer. What's the best to start with and then level up to? Because glass culture is a whole other genre of cannabis, and it can be a lot for someone who's new to it, you know, and if they want to like maybe start there and microdose, you know what I mean? Like a little bit out of time, like how, what would you say?
So if you're needing to learn about glass, Google is very helpful.
Surprisingly. It'll get you to Leafly. It'll get you to Reddit and what was another link I found? Can't remember. Anyway, a lot of good links.
But there's different types. You can always get like a little tiny rig and do tiny little dabs if you're needing to microdose.
Doesn't have to be a tiny rig. So if you're trying, I would honestly suggest anyone who's starting to dab, start with a very small amount. Start very low temperatures. Like
if you could weigh it, it's like 0.1.
Yeah,
something tiny.
Yeah. Just get the your dab tool wet with whatever concentrate you're using. Just tiny amount, just enough to get it in your banger.
I mean, enough to see some smoke come out your lungs.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
really
very strong. It's really strong, and if it is your first time, find someone who does it. Yeah, have them help you.
Yeah, that's ideal.
If you're alone, honestly, watch some of our videos and
there you go.
You know, look at how much we do. It looks like a pea size amount. And that's huge. That is a mm-hmm. large dab.
Bryce does oversized dabs.
I do big dabs. I mean, you could do, a grain of rice, a half a grain of rice.
But can you do a 1 gram dab?
I can. I have done it at some video.
What's the point?
To die.
It was just
to come back to life.
Seriously.
Quasi got a picture of me right after. I was trying to watch the video of me taking the tab, and I was just leaning on him, and he stopped watching the video and took a picture of me.
We'll have to find it after
this. Oh, man. Okay, so I'm sure I know the answer to this already, but how often do you dab during the day? Like, your regimen?
Yes.
Is that throughout your whole day?
Yes, sounds like it.
So I'm sure Bryce is, every time he's needing to maintain physiology, he's going and taking a dab. Me, I'm usually going and rolling a blunt or a joint or loading a bowl, and then I'm doing a couple dabs throughout the day.
Yeah,
I can make a gram last like almost a week, whereas Bryce is like, I'm gonna do three in a day.
I understand both of those energies. I really do. I'm like medium on both, like half and half.
No. I mean, I do have a problem with smoking like upwards of a quarter of flour in a day. So
yeah, I was gonna say,
that's why I don't smoke flour anymore.
Blake wakes up. Blake will wake up and roll a blunt. He will have it ready. At his nightstand.
Roll a blunt before I go to bed so I can wake up with
amazing.
He sets his alarm for 3 o'clock just to wake up to smoke a blunt to go back to sleep.
I love
To make sure you have like a really the rest of your night good sleep. Like,
if I wake up in the middle of the night, I have an ashtray with at least a doobie or something rolled so that I can take a few puffs and go back to sleep.
If I wake up in the middle of the night, I get up and take a dab and then I go lay back down. Swear. I did this morning. Okay, so I woke up at 3:30 and I was like, well, fuck, I don't know what to do. So I got up and took a dab.
For me, because of the size of dabs I do, when I wake up, I'm fine. I don't typically do anything in the morning. I'll go, we'll wake up between, 8, 9, some, rarely 10. It depends on what we did the day before. Anyway, I'll go a few hours without smoking anything. When we come up to the studio, I'll wait till like noon or so before I have a dab. But it's a big dab.
A gram.
No, it's not a full gram, but I'll maybe
a quarter to a half.
No, maybe an eighth of a gram.
It's maybe a quarter to a half.
No, it's big. It's too big. But anyway, it's enjoyable.
You're a big daddy.
Imagine just soloing an eighth gram blunt to yourself. Yeah. I do that in a dab.
Okay.
And it's glorious. it gets me rolling.
Gets you rolling.
Exactly what you need, huh?
The only bad thing about that is because we do cold starts, you have to reheat it so many times.
Yeah, but you get multiple hits out of it.
And they're all good.
And you get really high.
And you can taste when it's done before you're going,
I'm about to say, how did that go?
One time for the people in the back. So we've heard from people locally say and talk about Oklahoma's concentrate market and how pretty advanced it is for how young of a market that we are, especially in the hash rosin game. We've had a lot of out-of-towners tell us that. What do you guys think about that, and how do you think our market is versus other states that you guys have been to and smoked concentrates in?
Honestly, being in the black market prior to it being legal, I got to see it coming. We are literally a hub of drug trafficking. All the major interstates come through Oklahoma and then split off to the rest of the country. We've been having the best weed since before. We were getting the best weed from places like Oregon and Colorado before they even had their own best weed, because they knew they could get these outrageous prices having it brought here illegally. Mm-hmm. So I got to see it coming. And then once it is legal in other states, I really thought they were going to take off, you know, 10 times faster than we did.
Yeah.
But then I remember again, it's like, okay, but there's a lot of people with really high standards because they got to experience it years before. So they've been searching it out along with all of these other people who are, you know, on a race to the bottom price trying to undercut everybody. So there's a very split community. There's people going for the science and health aspect, and then there's people trying to make a buck in pinching pennies.
I'm not sure that I would say it's so much advanced. We do have a lot of really advanced techniques from what I've seen, but we've got a lot of diverse types of concentrates. I mean, we have
every
diversity type is a good word concentrate. For it.
I'd say we have too many types.
That's kind of where I was going with it. We've got so many different kinds that you don't really know what you're getting anymore. I mean, when you can get just pure distillate in a little syringe, and you can get FICO or RSO in a syringe, and they look almost the same if they're made right. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it is. And one of them you can dab and it's just fine, and the other one you dab and it's going to taste funny, or it's not going to work
taste
quite as
awful.
Well.
Yeah.
And then you've got all of those different types of, you know, shatters and rosins and things. We've got more diversity than advancement, in my opinion, because I've in Colorado, I find a lot of the same things we have, and the only big difference is like a third the price.
I mean, that's real. We're just in Colorado, and we were actually surprised when they were throwing out the prices of the batter, because the first round we got batter, and the second round we got Percy rosin. Have you ever heard of that?
Percy rosin?
Percy.
Another kind of concentrate.
That's what the guy was telling us.
He like sold it to us as like the best shit ever.
Like the cleanest.
Stop and I were like trying to go to the moon. We were camping, and so we were like, we want something to try, whatever, Colorado.
Trying to get riggedy round.
Yeah, but anyways, it didn't like, it was good. It just didn't like totally live up to like, I feel like what
it What did you just say?
They're talking about psychedelics. Psychedelics are cool here. It's fine.
He just goes, mushrooms.
We're psychedelic friendly.
Yeah, I heard you couldn't put that one away. So what do you think is in the Oklahoma market is thriving at the moment as a patient? And then what's something that you've just like loved seeing as well?
I think edibles is huge in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everybody in Oklahoma wants to eat. Look up things to do in Oklahoma, it'll give you restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants are like theme parks.
We have ice cream edibles. We have cookie edibles. We have condiment edibles. We have Jell-O packet edibles. I mean, we have literally edibles of everything.
That's a good point.
I think Oklahoma is hungry.
I love it. Yes.
What I've seen take off and I don't like is pre-rolls.
Oh, those are
love their convenience, but seriously, people,
the sugar leaves and stems.
Stop putting leaves and stems in your pre-rolls. I don't care if you sprayed it with distillate or the most expensive concentrate in the world. You're still making me smoke leaves and stems.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
If you have a hold of it and you try to roll your fingers on it to see how hard it is and you get a little poke in your finger, that's probably not a good pre-roll. It's a lot of stems.
Yeah.
Come on, they charge $4 for them.
I mean, yeah, you're literally paying like
dirt cheap for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? All the refuse. You know what you might be getting, right?
Just take a handful off of the their little machine hopper, and that's what you're smoking.
That's actually something I never buy from dispensaries is pre-rolls.
Never.
Well, this was when I first got my card, so there was a lot more, like, it was a lot more loose. But I went to a place one time, and I got 3 pre-rolls. One of them, it was empty. The second one, half the pre-rolls missing. And the third one, it was, like crunchy. So it was, like,
crunchy.
It was, like, literally looked like somebody went like this with the pre-roll, picked it back up, and then threw it in the tube.
How disrespectful.
$30 I spent on 3 pre-rolls. It was a waste of freaking money. And so then I just had trust issues with people.
Trust issues. You know. Trust issues from the pre-rolls, man.
Seriously.
It was a free pre-roll. It was first time at a dispensary, and it was free pre-roll. And I was like, oh, cool, thank you. You know, whatever. And they give me this, you know, full-size snack baggie. You know, and I'm like, okay, so that's big-ass pre-roll.
Yeah, I don't be smoking those either.
Okay. So we're like, sweet, we're about to go longboarding. Let's smoke this while we're boarding. We get there and we pop it open, and this thing is like as big as my fingernail. It was this.
Oh my gosh!
And it had a
2 inches.
It was a full size paper mouthpiece, and then the rest of it was, I mean, just as big as that mouthpiece.
Oh my gosh!
And I mean, it was like a what are they, pocket rockets, or the little ladies. Relief Labs makes small joints called little pocket rockets.
Are we still talking about weed here, Bryce?
Yes, we are.
Little ladies.
Pocket rockets for the little ladies.
Pink ladies. I said pink ladies. Little pink ladies. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, my God.
The best part is I know what you're talking about, but I'm still feeding it.
Anyway, okay, companies make miniature pre-rolls in little cases.
Like the little cavi cones.
Thank you.
Just
you
like
just
the
put me
cones.
On a pedestal. You know what I'm talking about.
Pocket rocket.
Pocket rocket.
I'm pretty sure it's
sounded
relief.
Better.
I'm pretty sure it's relief.
No, I think they really are called pocket rockets.
I've never heard
and
that
Blake,
before.
Blake didn't believe me. We went and toured them. We went and toured their lab, and they told us about it. And Blake was all like, did you just say pocket rockets? And he goes, yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah, I was like, did you just say pocket rockets? He goes,
it's a pun.
Yes.
It's a pun. Oh. I know what you're thinking, but it's a pun.
All right. Well, time to blast off, I guess.
You're like, sorry, I'm the age I should be with a pocket rocket. That's funny. I was laughing at it too. I love it. Okay, so we ask everyone this question. What's a stigma you guys would like to see revolving cannabis? Changed.
Stop being so pretentious about your pricing. If you want to get good weed, you better be ready to pay for it. These people are putting in some seriously hard work on the farms, trimming and cultivating, and you guys will not stop complaining. Pay some money so people can grow good weed.
That's good. That's good.
That is good.
That's really good.
It does cost a lot to grow weed. I've worked in a grow before, and just paying for the electricity alone in this building was $6,000 a month.
Wow.
Just the electricity. And he employed, you know, 20, 30 people.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out to the growers. Shout out to the people who are farming our medicine, really.
Me, personally, I would like to see the hate stigma online removed. There's just so many times that I see people talking trash. And I'm just like, can't you just be happy for what they're doing instead? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you may have an amazing product, but that doesn't mean someone else is inferior. That just means it's not the same product.
So kind of like stop bullying and start being supportive. This is supposed to be medicine, not drugs. Yeah. Stop acting like some childish drug dealers.
There's a lot of high school drama.
Mm-hmm. Straight up.
There really
dispensaries
is.
Dispensaries and grows and processors and labs.
You're not lying.
You're really not.
I see it on Instagram, and anytime I see anyone post about it, and I'm just like, I want to unfollow you. Like, I don't want to know who's right in it, because it's just why can't you just
it's petty.
Be mm-hmm. loving?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
If something's going on, keep that personal.
Yeah.
And don't be drama. We ain't drama.
We drama
some
free around
people's
you.
Children.
No more drama.
Somebody's child.
Hey, it's definitely somebody's child.
Yeah. Your patients are there for medicine.
Yeah.
Not to feed into the high school drama.
Yeah, I feel that. Word. That's real.
Mic drop.
Well, guys, I think this wraps up today's episode. Is there anything else you guys want to add on before we hop off?
We love you and stay high.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you. Great guys advice.
No, I can't think of anything.
All right.
Well, hell yeah, brother.
Thank you guys so much for having
brother.
Us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for being on. We appreciate y'all taking
this
the time.
This was a blast.
This was so much fun.
Yeah, stay tuned for next week's episode. And as always, Saab,
stay medicated. Ooh.